Welcome to the Photo Field Notes podcast, where you'll find stories, tips, and inspiration from professional photographers to get you taking action in your own business and making your business dreams a reality.
I did an Instagram poll a couple of weeks ago, and I asked you all if you give gifts to your clients. 33% of you said yes to gifts, and 67% said no. So most of you are not giving gifts to your clients. Well, if you've watched my 3-day crash course about building a six-figure photography business, I mentioned keeping my gifts pretty simple. I was getting them a small notebook with their names engraved on the cover that cost me somewhere around $7 or $8 each when I bought them all together on sale, and then I'd also send them my style guide magazine and a personal note. And then my friend Jess introduced me to the Love Languages quiz last year, where you can answer a bunch of questions and rank which of the five love languages speaks to you the most. You have quality time, physical touch, gift giving, acts of service, and words of affirmation. And for me, gift giving was dead last. It's not how I express my love. And as a pragmatist, sometimes getting gifts can actually be really overwhelming for me if the gift is something that takes up space that I don't have room for. So for example, I already have too many mugs, so a new mug is actually going to stress me out more than it's going to bring me joy. And with all the Marie Kondo rage lately, I think we need to be really careful about what we're gifting people. And then on top of that, I've told you in past episodes that I'm becoming more and more aware of the trash that I'm creating. So Americans make up 4% of the world's population and 30% of the world's trash. And if everybody lived like an American, we would need another 3 Earths to sustain our lifestyles, which is kind of disgusting. So as I'm going through my home and I'm looking at what's the most likely to become trash, what are the things that I'm most likely to get rid of? A lot of times it's those things that start as gifts. Things that I didn't necessarily have a need for in the first place, or things that don't really match my decor or my taste. So if gifting is absolutely your love language, maybe make a point to send over a questionnaire first, or somehow ask your clients what they like, and maybe make it something consumable like coffee or tea or chocolate or candy based on the things that they like. Or look at an experience like a movie ticket or a date box, a date night box, or some kind of activity that they can do together. But also understand that gifting isn't everyone's love language, and I'm realizing that it's not the end-all be-all to a great customer experience. So I'll tell you what I do now instead. I have a private Facebook group for my clients, and since I live in a university town and people are generally into basketball around here, we put together a March Madness tournament challenge every year. So every year, everyone puts together a bracket and they all join my challenge through ESPN, so it's all set up through ESPN, and then the winner at the end gets a $50 product credit. So it's an experience, it brings everyone together around something that most of us enjoy, and it kind of ties into the local team at Michigan State, and it creates a touch point where we're interacting a lot of times in March and April when it's usually a little bit more quiet around here in Michigan. And then someone is getting something really special. And the prize ties back to what I value in my business, which is printed products. I've also used the group to gift apps that are relevant to keeping memories. There's an app called 1 Second Every Day, and it makes it really easy to record just a second of video every single day, and that it compiles it together to help you remember your year. And that ties in really well with photography, obviously, because they're both about remembering important moments. And it used to cost around $5 for the app, so I offered to buy it for the first 5 people who commented on my post in the private Facebook group. And now that app is free, so you could basically just use a private Facebook group to curate free apps that will help with their planning if they're a couple, or things that are relevant to whatever kind of photography you do, whatever's going to be valuable to them. But if you're sharing free apps, it's not actually costing you anything. You're just curating great information for them and engaging them that way. Also consider, if you're spending a lot of money on gifts, can you put that money into just creating a better client experience instead? What's the point of gifting? It's to go above and beyond to create an amazing client experience so that they'll refer us, right? So what if instead you invested that money into a slideshow software so that they can see their images as a slideshow for the first time instead of just clicking through the gallery? And if you really want to gift them something, gift them that slideshow. Gift them the download of the slideshow. That's going to be a lot more meaningful than a mug, and they're going to share it a lot more. Plus, if you subscribe to a service to build slideshows, you're going to be able to scale that up infinitely without spending more money per person with every single client. Or if you're spending a lot of money on gifts, you could use that money to hire an assistant for the session or for a few hours of the wedding day instead. Gift them the assistant who's going to make photos run more smoothly. So maybe a student comes for 3 or 4 hours on the wedding day and helps make your life easier during the craziest part of the day or during an entire portrait session. And then the student is also obviously helpful to your clients. Or maybe you can host a little gathering. I always thought it would be really fun to host a night at my house or some kind of client appreciation night where you just cook up barbecue in the backyard. And especially for couples who are getting married, a lot of them are looking for friends in the same life stage that they're in. So it could be a really cool opportunity to bring these people together who have a lot of things in common. So generally, I'm moving away from the physical gifts and more toward investing that money into a better client experience or something that really connects with my clients. And since we hear so much about gift giving as photographers, I want you to think about it with a new perspective. If you're a wedding photographer, I've put together a free download with 5 free apps that you can recommend to your wedding clients. So if you do create a private Facebook group or you put together emails with tips or however you want to share it, these would be really great value adds that don't cost you anything. You can get that list at photofieldnotes.com/gifting. And I would love to hear your thoughts. So head on over to Instagram at photofieldnotes to leave a comment or send me a message with feedback for a chance to be featured in a future episode. All right, that's it for today. Take care.
Thanks for listening. Check out show notes at photofieldnotes.com. And if you loved this episode, leave your review on iTunes. See you next week.